Well, next coming on the telephone, we've got Steve Knowlton from Prior Lake, who just completed, and I think around the 6th of November, completed a 4,000-mile run from Washington State all the way down to Florida. 4,000 miles. And Steve did that in just 100 days.
Just
100 days, 4,000 miles. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
He's on the telephone right now. Steve, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
you for joining us. You've probably been eating steady since November 6th. Who needed Thanksgiving?
A couple of Domino's pizzas tonight.
Okay.
And a couple of medium, two toppings. So
that's
I've put on about 10 pounds since I finished. I was about 160 by the end of the run.
How many pounds did you lose in the course of 100 days of running 40 miles a day, basically, on the average?
I lost 25 pounds, and actually I lost, from training till the end, I lost over 51 pounds.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
I was 211 last May, and then I got down to 185. At the start of the run, and then I got down to 160 at the end here.
Yeah, and we should tell folks that one of the goals of that run was to bring attention and collect funds for Crohn's disease, which you've had diagnosed since you were a teenager. We'll get back to the run, but I'd like to talk a little bit about Crohn's disease. I know when I brought it up to my co-host here, Bobby, wasn't too sure what it was, and I'm not so sure my explanation got us very far.
Okay, well, it's an autoimmune disease deficiency where your body fights its own natural bacteria. You have good and bad bacteria, but your body fights it, and it creates ulcers in your intestines, and that kind of simplifies it, but I all I can say is that I started when I was about 17, and it was a pretty horrible time in my life to go from a very healthy young high school kid to very sickly in a short amount of time.
You know, I've had friends and acquaintances that have been diagnosed with the same disease, and when you brought up the fact that it happened as a teenager, with all the other things that we have, you know, to work our way through as a teenager, not being able to digest our food and having some of the other symptoms of Crohn's, it had to be, as you said, traumatic.
Yeah, I was just finishing my senior year of high school and then getting ready to go on to play. I went on to Golden Valley Lutheran College and played college basketball. But during that whole time, I lost probably, it was close to about 50 pounds. I went from about 185 to 132.
Now, was it easy? I shouldn't say was it easy. Was the disease diagnosed quickly, or was it a process where you didn't really know what was wrong?
No, I kept going to a local doctor here in Prior Lake, and he would tell me, you need to eat more peanuts, you're just nervous, you know, because you're going to college. And I finally said, you know, I'm not that nervous about college. And that's when we ended up going to Fairview Southdale by Edina, and that's where I had some thorough tests done, and that's when they figured out what the problem was.
Is there any help in changing diets? Is there anything in particular you need to stay away from once you've been diagnosed?
Yeah, probably nuts and stuff like that.
But just what you were told to eat.
Yeah, and then as I got older, I kept worrying about the disease coming back, that I finally decided to live. You know, I wasn't going to sit and worry about every little thing I did. I was just going to try to live a normal life again, and it's, you know, it's been 28 years now, and I've been doing pretty good. I haven't needed another surgery since I had one when I was 18.
When you say surgery, what is it that they need to do if it's an autoimmune disease through surgery?
Well, I had ulcers in my intestines, and they had to cut out a whole section of my intestine. 8 feet of it and, and then sew it back up again. And I was in pretty tough shape. I mean, they had to get me back up to about 155 pounds for the surgery. And so I was pretty weak. They weren't sure if I was going to get the strength back enough to have a major surgery like that.
You had surgery, but do you also have to take meds on a regular basis?
One time I've taken Zithromax back about 3.5 years ago, and that was to, it was only a 30-day deal where it was supposed to be like a, somehow it stimulates your body back to normal. It's a steroid. But it's not something you would stay on permanently.
Mm-hmm. So it's a short-term fix, more or less, to try to reset your body, sort of?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd gotten pretty sick about 3.5 years ago and lost a lot of weight and finally went into the doctor, and they did the test, and it had come back. So they put me on that for 30 days, and ever since, I've been pretty good.
What made you decide to do the run? I know part of the reason was to bring attention to this terrible disease, but and also that you had been a runner, have had that's been part of your normal recreation. But why across America, and how did you plan on drawing attention to Crohn's through that major adventure?
Yeah, it was. I had read a book. It was an assignment in eighth grade to read a book and do a book report. And mine was Walk Across America by Peter Jenkins. And he was probably in his young 20s when he did this. And I always thought, that what a free spirit to just walk out of your house one day and just walk across the country and not worry about if you had the means to do it. And I always thought that would be incredible. And I'd heard about people running across the United States, and being a runner, you kind of envy them because you think, I could do that. And so I started planning a little over a year ago. I started planning this, and even up until probably a month before I did the run, it wasn't sure if we were going to have the funds enough to support it, and I said, well, I'm going anyways.
Uh-huh. Well,
I figured if God wanted it to happen, he would provide, and obviously, it worked out.
Yeah, sort of like if it's just going to happen because you've taken that first step.
Yeah, I was pretty scared when I got to Seattle, Washington. I had told everybody I was going to do this and I'd train, but then to actually set out and do it, then I knew I was all on my own. And I wasn't really all alone. I mean, I was alone physically, but I had God with me and my family and friends and girlfriend. And, they were only a phone call away. So I talked to a lot of people during the run.
Now, when I think about traveling 4,000 miles across the country, the first thing, you started out in northwestern Washington, the first thing I think of, well, geez, how am I going to figure out what route I'm going to take, or is it best to stay on small roads, or, how'd you map all that out?
Well, the first state was very difficult because I couldn't go on the interstate, and I had to go on bike paths and also like walking paths through the forest. And I got to a lot of Y's in the road where it didn't have a sign which way to go. So I got lost a few times, but after about the fourth day, I think it was, I decided I'm going to just stick to the highways. And so I ran on old highways the rest of the way through Washington.
Did you have to carry a tent then, or could you schedule your days so that you would come to someplace you could stay?
Yeah, a lot of times I stayed in a hotel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did have a tent, and I camped a number of times, and I did not get a good night's sleep because it was such a light, you know, lightweight sleeping bag that I had.
Okay.
Plus the tent was uh-huh. thin, and the first place I camped was by a place called Massacre Rocks in Idaho. And it got down to probably about 45 that night, and I heard coyotes barking all night, and I didn't sleep at all. I just got up and ran the next day, and the second time I camped was in Point of Rocks, Wyoming, and then it got down into the 30s, and I thought, well, I'll do whatever it takes to run as far as I have to get to a hotel.
You'd had enough of that being cold all night and listening to coyotes.
Yep. I had, I had a Rambo knife with me and a bear mace, and, you know, I felt like, you know, the longer I ran, the more weight I lost and strength, you know, as far as the strength to take on an animal if I had to. But I also had a shovel handle, too, that I had found on the ground that was about 4 feet long. And that saved me from a ton of dogs that came out after me.
Oh, yes, that would be a constant thing, is that what better fun than to chase this guy running down the trail for our dogs?
There was one time when I got in, it was about the second day into Florida, and, you know, I'd had previous days where I'd had, like, a Rottweiler come out after me, and but this day in particular, six dogs came out.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, this thing isn't probably going to do me much good, but it, you know, it scared away four of them, and then two of them hung around, and then they eventually ran off. And
yeah, they probably have more to worry about from those kind of dogs than coyotes or bears.
Yeah, I was surprised that I didn't, you know, I had a wolf run across my path in Idaho, like, one of the last days I was there by Soda Springs,
mm-hmm.
and that was about 7 in the morning. Sun was just coming up, and it was pretty exciting to see it, but then to realize I was out in the middle of nowhere, and there wasn't much traffic on the road. You know, it was kind of a helpless feeling.
Makes you think a little bit. You know, going 4,000 miles, as I mentioned earlier, in 100 days is average of 40 miles a day. And you think of what a huge accomplishment for most people to run a marathon just one day. You're running a marathon and a half every day, at least, for 100 days. And, of course, going through the mountains was probably a little more difficult and a little lower mileage. But how did your body hold up to that?
It was really going through shock in the beginning. It swelled up, my ankles and my knees were swollen up. I actually wore a backpack the first 5 days.
Uh-huh.
And then in Yakima, I had run through the Yakima Canyon, and I said, I have to get a cart. I was going to wait till later to buy a stroller or some kind of cart. But after the fifth day, my body was saying, that's enough. But the damage had been done. I had caused myself shin splints. So then when I was running with a stroller, I was probably running faster, and then it kept aggravating the shin splints more. And I thought my body was going to just say, you know, we've had enough, and give out on me because I'm 45. But I remember the night before I had to go into Umatilla, Oregon, from Prosser, Washington, and I had about a 45-mile run to do that day, and I was kind of overwhelmed. I could barely even walk around that night. I was wondering how I was going to do 45 miles the next day. And, you know, I just got up. I prayed about it. And, you know, the adrenaline kicks in. That's one thing that I've been coming down from, is having that adrenaline rush every day of running.
And that really helps you get that energy, comes from someplace, to get through those long days then.
Yeah, it did, and what I've found since I've been back is that I have to be careful if I if I sit down, I tend to like almost fall asleep instantly. That's how it was in the hotel. After a 40-mile run, I would make sure I got everything done before I sat down and watched TV and took it easy.
Because that'd be it. It'd be gone. Now, while you're doing this, and of course, I don't imagine you were able to map the whole route, so you have to probably ad lib as you moved along and find maps. Was somebody helping you logistically?
Yeah, my mom and dad had helped me with, they would help out by finding hotels, and then my dad would map out my runs. There were a lot of times where I had to do short runs where I probably could have gone another 15 miles, but since there was no hotel where I wanted to get to, I had to stop short. And so that was a little frustrating, but they helped out immensely. And my girlfriend, Janine Albachton, helped. She would call press, you know, along the way. And so was my mom and dad, too. And then I met some people in Alabama that also were very... integral at setting up the whole finish of my run.
Well, that's great. We're speaking with Steve Knowlton, and he, on November 6th, completed a 4,000-mile run from Washington State all the way to the far reaches of Florida. Steve, were you successful in raising money?
It's still going up. Every day I get... you know, donations. It's not to where I want it to be, but, you know, every day it goes up since my run, and, you know, I'm about at $6,000 right now, but I'm hoping that through word of mouth and as the word gets out that the donations will keep coming. And I'm going to get out and speak, too.
Where do the donations go exactly, Steve?
Okay, if they go to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, and under my website, noltesrun.com.
There you go. Go ahead and spell it, Steve.
KNOWLTESRUN.com. And if you go into my website, you can read about everything, and then there's a foundation page, and that's their own separate page where you can donate.
So the money goes directly then to that organization?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if the people didn't catch that website, they could probably Google Steve Knowlton, and it's going to appear.
Yep, Steve Knowlton, that's KNOWLTON. Mm-hmm. My dad said, he goes, why don't you just call it Knowlton's Run?
Well,
instead of making it confusing.
Well, I guess you have to put something down there, and I think it'll work just fine. But did what I would think about running that far, especially if you're on harder surface or pavement or something, would be, you know, ligaments and tendons, the connective tissues, because they're so hard to get to heal. Did you have any trouble with any specific parts as you put on more mileage?
Well, I found every time I changed shoes, my feet would find, you know, like the first few days would be very tough to adapt. The bottoms of my feet were very sore, and then where the shoelace went over the top of the bone, it caused a lot of pain. But I, I kept having injuries, and they would jump around from my shins to my knees, but they just kept healing. And I was, you know, did a lot of praying, too, because I was not going to quit. And I figured my leg's got to snap in half before I quit.
Okay, you were determined to finish this once you started it. And it's really remarkable to run for 100 days in a row, and especially with the mileage that you ran. It's I don't know if I've heard of anybody running that type of mileage day in and day out. It's truly a remarkable effort, especially you had to have some concerns that, you know, here I've talked the talk, but now I got to walk the walk. And it's a hell of a long walk.
Yeah, it was very long. And there were a lot of days that, you know, like a movie, there wasn't any music playing in the background. And you just endure it. And the game I would play with myself is that, hey, you just have to get through this day. And then by tonight, you'll be relaxed in the hotel and you'll be fine. But during the day, there were times that, you know, my body was, you know, especially toward the end, it was very humid in Florida, and I think I was becoming sugar depleted or whatever, you know, from sweating so much and salt that I couldn't put enough substance in my body to, like, maintain. Mm-hmm. But I just said, you know, it's up to me. It's not like a coach that can say, okay, I'm going to take you out of the game, or it's up to me if I'm going to make it or not. And having run marathons since I was very young, you realize that it's up to you if you're going to finish or how well you do.
And you persevered, and a very remarkable story. Steve, we talked earlier about your website, and they can also learn more, and again, just Google Steve Knowlton to find it. They can learn more about your run there, as well as you have a daily blog that folks can look at. What's up next? Is it back to regular life? Are you going to be happy without running another 4,000 miles in your future?
No, I was actually, some people had joked that I should run from Maine to some, like, San Diego, California.
And that'd be your ex on the big old dial.
Yep. I'd love to do something like that again. I really feel that, you know, the miles I did were impressive, but to push a stroller across the country is a lot harder than you would imagine when there's no shoulders and cars coming at you. And so I think if I did it again, I would love to have a support crew, and I wouldn't even mind trying to go for the world record.
What is a world record?
I think it's around 62 miles a day.
Oh, man. Well, good luck to you on that. Steve, we want to thank you so much for joining us here tonight on WTIP.
Well, it's been my pleasure. This has been great. Thank you very much.
Best of luck on your future endeavors, and folks can look at your site to look at donations towards Crohn's disease, a terrible thing and something that you've worked hard to overcome. Thank you so much, Steve.
Okay, you both the greatest. Thank you very much.
Thank you.